It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
You are listening to the Tableau Podcast.
Welcome to the Tableau Podcast. I regret to inform you that this is the second to last episode of the Tableau Podcast. Moment of silence. All right. So today we're inside my studio. This is where I write songs. This is the living room floor. So I sit here and watch TV while I eat food. Anyways, we're here today because I'm trying to get adjusted to leaving. And I thought it would break my heart to be back in the studio.
Oh my.
I'm kidding. So I think quitting is overrated and underrated.
Yes.
Like the idea, like the act of quitting. You know, like there are videos on YouTube, countless videos of like people quitting their jobs, right? And celebrating, like dancing. Have you seen videos like that?
Yeah.
Like, I quit.
Yeah. And they hop over the counter and like throw their hat if their uniform has a hat.
Yes. And when you watch movies, you know, like, you're fired. Well, you can't fire me because I quit.
And then they'll either pull like American Beauty or Fight Club moment. Where
yes.
They just like
yes.
Beat up and with a box.
And then
the
you see him walking out whistling with like all his, you know.
Yeah, his potted plant.
Yeah, and everything. And those are like the overrated, I think, Hollywood moments of quitting. Where like it's like triumphant. And then there are like… This is how… quitting is underrated. Asian parents. Okay.
That's it. No, you don't even need to
Asian elaborate. Parents. You tell them you quit and they freak out. I'm not saying all Asian parents. I wouldn't do that. But at least my Asian parents. Like you tell them you're quitting something and they freak out, right? They don't really get into the details of like why you're quitting, right? And sometimes you need to quit to move on to something new, to something more exciting, something more you. But when you tell your parents, like, "Dude, Dad, I quit middle school."
Bad
example. Hold on.
Do not quit middle school.
If you're listening right now and you're in middle school, do not quit middle school.
Also, how are you listening to this?
Okay. Okay. Dad, I quit college. You know, I'm dropping out. You know, they will panic before they ask why. Right? And it's understandable, but and sometimes you'll explain why and they still will panic. They'll be like, "Well, okay, whatever. But like, why are you dropping out? I just told you for like 3 hours why I'm dropping out. I just got a job somewhere, Dad. Like how much are you getting paid? I'm getting paid $10 billion. And they're like, "But why are you dropping out?
Stock investments."
Well, I don't understand. Why are you dropping out? I just told you $10 billion. No, but why? You graduate and you can make $1 million. But what I'm saying is sometimes quitting is underrated. Sometimes it's very like glorified. I don't know where I stand on this. But I am quitting. Yet again, something that I do.
Well, how about I put an asterisk on this, whether you like it or not, which is just a undetermined break.
See, I thought about…
Because if you close the book too harsh…
I thought about how to break this to the audience.
Yeah.
Okay, for at least a couple days.
Yeah.
Okay, and let me just tell you. Let me first explain why I'm quitting the Tableau Podcast.
Why can't you just say take a break? You're so harsh.
Hey, We're on the topic of quitting.
This is what I'm getting the fuck out of here.
This goes out to everyone that's listening right now that is contemplating quitting something.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that like maybe their job, maybe…
A relationship.
Maybe a commitment that you were kind of forced into. Like anybody that's debating quitting something for your mental sake, for your health's sake, for your like wealth's sake. I don't know. Anyone that is like troubled by that and listening right now, I'm doing this episode for you.
Okay.
I'm not saying I'm quitting the Tableau podcast for you, but… I'm saying this episode is for you. Let me first explain why I'm quitting.
Oh my gosh. With a hard Q.
I don't want to be like giving, you know, like the… you know, like the appropriate reason or like… I'm just going to tell you the utter truth. We interrupt the Tableau podcast for breaking news. Okay, it's been a while since I've done one of these, but there's something important that I need to share with you guys. You all know that there's something dear to my heart, something very important to my life, and that is Marvel, the MCU. But today, I need to talk to you guys about the DCEU or that whole Batman world. Because DC Comics just dropped like all of their trailers in one day. And wow. Okay, so none of us enjoyed Justice League, right? And that's okay. None of us enjoyed, well, not all of us enjoyed Suicide Squad, and that's okay. But these new trailers, okay, first of all, they have another Suicide Squad movie coming out, and they dropped like this behind the scenes, like making of the film trailer thingy, and it looks pretty amazing. They have these wacky characters. Like there's this one character that is basically Sharkhead from Moana. Do you guys remember in Moana, like Maui turned his head into like a shark's head for like a second? That's basically what this character looks like. It's literally a guy with a shark head. And that alone is enough to make me want to see this. Hopefully not in a theater. But anyways, there's also like this one character that looks like a weasel. There's a character named Peacemaker who's this, he looks like a ridiculous, weird superhero from like a 1950s French comic book for kids. And So this character enforces peace by all means necessary. Like, he will literally kill everyone if he thinks that it will bring peace. So he thinks he's doing it for the right, you know, for the right reasons or for righteousness, but he's clearly insane. Anyways, wacky characters, just wild. I can't wait to see it, actually. It looks pretty amazing. But the trailer I want to talk about, that I really want to talk about, the one that made like just blew my mind, Batman, starring the Twilight Vampire. Oh my God. Robert Pattinson is a great actor, so… You know, I had high hopes, and I'm telling you, this trailer delivered. Batman looks pretty badass. The Batmobile looks amazing because it's like, you know, it just looks like a classic car. I'm not, you know, I love the Tumblr from the Dark Knight trilogy. I mean, no Batman film can really beat the Dark Knight trilogy, at least the second one with the Joker. But the Batmobile just looks fantastic. They also have the Riddler. He's not in the trailer, but like you hear him and you see like the clues he's leaving. And if any of you remember like the Jim Carrey Riddler, you're going to be in for like a pleasant surprise, because this Riddler is like, you know, is a more serious take. And Jeffrey Wright as Commissioner Gordon. Jeffrey Wright is a great actor. I actually hung out with him a few times when I was in college, because I was in New York working like on the set of a documentary film. And the director that I was working with, he had previously worked with Jeffrey Wright. So I actually, you know, saw him a few times, and he was really cool. He's just like he is in the films. He speaks with that really low tone, like, I don't really give a fuck who you are kind of voice. He was awesome. But anyways, Batman looks amazing. The fact that DC dropped all of these trailers, like, I think they're making use of this vacuum, this Marvel vacuum that has occurred. So Disney has not been able to drop anything Marvel for a while, right? Black Widow was supposed to come out. It never came out. Like, the final trailer came out months ago, but they had to push the movie for, you know, we all know why. And also the Marvel shows, the shows that they were preparing for Disney Plus had to be postponed because like production stopped. So there's this like Marvel vacuum, and in comes DC just taking it up. And I think it's awesome. Yeah, and I'm all about healthy competition. Hopefully this will make Marvel step up their game when they do. And, you know, just more fans being happy, that's great. I really hope that one day we can see these films, though. Because, like, now we're getting used to films being like pushed back to like forever. So I'm hoping that we can see these films, just as I'm hoping that you guys can see me back on stage. Back to the Tableau podcast. The reason why I'm quitting is, recently it was my birthday. Okay. And, I'm done with celebrating birthdays. What birthdays are now for me, birthdays are like that one day out of the year where, you're sort of forced to reflect on, where you've been and also where you're headed.
Yes.
Okay, before, birthdays were the days where like you forget, where you're allowed to forget. You know, it's my birthday, I can cry if I… Is it? Or is it, it's my party?
Okay, yeah, well, it's my party.
I can cry if I want to. You can do whatever you want on your birthday, right? And you're allowed to get drunk and just forget about like your responsibilities. Like forget about the 364 days before that day. You know, but now for me, birthdays are like where you just sit down and you're just like looking at stuff in your room and you're like, you know, what the hell have I done with my life? And what do I want to do? And then I started like reevaluating like my passions, right? Because here's the thing with passion, like when you first have it and when you're first driven by it, you are very certain of what your passion is because you're up against things that are like, that are insurmountable, right? You know what I mean? You don't have it easy. There are no doors that are like flung open for you. You have to literally kick doors down and you have to climb over walls and stuff. So at every step, you are reminded of how in love with your passion you are. You are forced to feel the passion at every single corner, right? But as you become more successful or more seasoned, I don't want to say jaded, but you kind of forget what your passion was really about, like, or how passionate you even were. Am I making sense to you guys? Like, you still love what you do, but one day it becomes a routine and like you forget like why you were doing it.
It's also about just like how you've been doing and not just the fact that you're doing it.
I am not talking about the Tableau podcast. I'm not saying that this turned out to be like homework.
Yeah.
Like how to once eloquently.
Oh yeah. I'm doing your homework for you.
Yeah. I've never said that this is homework. But what I'm saying is there are things that I've done and quit. And I've done it many, many times to the point where when I tweeted that I'm considering quitting the Tableau podcast or bringing it to a close. Some people were not surprised. They were like, did I expect Tableau to do this for more than a year? No.
What?
But it's sad to see it go.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Because I've done radio shows.
Oh, yeah.
You've had
projects, like short-term projects.
Well, it was supposed to be a long-term project, but I quit like maybe… quit and returned maybe like 4 or 5 times.
Yeah.
Okay, so I've done like… I used to be on TV a lot. Back in the day, I was any variety show you turn on, I would be on it. But once I decided that that was not where I wanted my passions to head, I just quit. Superman Returns was a, very popular show. Gratefully, people loved us on it. But the minute… Well, the second Haru said, in the middle of a shoot, she said, Daddy, I want to play with you like without the cameras now. Like we do when the cameras aren't here. And I was like, okay. And then I quit. And that's just… I think that's just the way I am. Once I figure out like, hey, is this like… is this in a danger zone where it might become a routine? Like, am I in full control of… why I want to do this? Like, am I fully aware of why I'm doing this at this moment? And if I feel like I'm not, I will make a decision and I will walk away from it, right? Which some people might label flaky or like…
Did you just swat your hand at me?
There was like a mungie.
Oh, okay. I thought you were literally like you're like, some people would say flaky, look me dead in the eyes and just bat me away.
Diane. No, but some people might say, they'll call it things like, like bad with commitments, unstable,
hard to work with.
Yeah, it's just a difficult person. but you know what I mean? Like, yeah. But I have been very consistent and, I've been with the same team, like Epic High for God knows how long. So it's not like I'm doing that with everything. And even with Epic High, at least once or twice a year, I really sit down and think about whether or not I am 100% certain that I'm passionate about this. right? And the reason why I do that is if I'm not 100 or like, you know, 1,000% sure that I'm fully passionate about this, I can't guarantee that I'll even get to 50% of what I can provide. So what I'm trying to say is I love this podcast. I love the community that we built. I totally understand that now it's become a routine for certain people, like a necessary part of their week, right? And it would be weird for it to disappear. So I, like Diane was saying, I would like to not use the word quit. I would like to say take a break from or like or give hints that I might return, but I might not. So that's why I'm using the word quit. And by using the word quit, if I do return,
when you come crawling back.
If I do
come crawling
return bigger and better, everyone will, you know, it'll be more triumphant and dramatic. If I quit. Do you guys remember when Jay-Z retired?
Yes.
With the Black Album?
Yes.
Okay. And he had like his like farewell concert at the Madison Square Garden. He had a documentary. The whole time I was watching, I was telling my members, I was like, you know he's going to come back, right? You know this is like the perfect way to not only do this album.
Yeah.
But then come back from this. And they're like, dude, why would he do a concert and do all of this stuff if he's going to return? He's going to 욕먹어, right? People will get mad if he returns. And I'm like, really? You think people will really get mad that a musician
that they love,
who retired, comes back? I don't think it's a big deal. Like, I think he knows what he's doing. Like, I think he's going to come back. And basically, he did come back, and the term was so short that it's it was shorter than the length of between Epic High albums.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So his retirement was very, very short. Let me just tell you, that's not what I'm trying to do here.
TZ.
Do not assume or do not like be suspicious. I'm not quitting so that I can work out a better like situation or you know and then come back as another
this
version
is the perfect
of
the thing to say for someone who's doing exactly that
another you know, version
muddling
of the
all expectations
Tableau podcast so that I can like barge into Eric Nam's house at 4 a.m. and say who's king now. I'm not that's not what I'm trying to do here. Have you ever like thought, did you ever try to drop out?
Of what, something?
Yeah, of school or…
No.
Or this job.
No, but I essentially quit the last two jobs I had before this job in order to move on. Not because like… Well…
Not because you didn't like it.
Well…
not because like you really hated it.
You know, I know what my blessings are and I'm very lucky for every opportunity I've had. But I think it was very much like I was very active in terms of recognizing real quick that like, oh, I was facing a dead end.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, if I stay here, the only reason I would leave otherwise is if someone forced me to go. And uh-huh. I never want to be forced to go anywhere. I always want to choose to leave.
Yeah.
And so that happened basically twice.
Okay.
And so which was one of the reasons why I moved to Korea.
Okay.
I was like, I knew.
That's a huge, that's like quitting America.
I mean, and thank God I did. Do you see what's going on over there?
Quitting America and then coming, like leaving a whole country is like a, also while leaving your job was a pretty big decision, right?
I realized this. I knew that I would regret it if I didn't try to do something in terms of like Asian or Asian American stories, like be a part of it. Because
mm-hmm.
I saw this shift happening and I would be so like, what the f*** is the point of me being
like
here if I wasn't
a
part of it?
Yeah, if you
in
never
some
did it.
Way.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I never considered like my race or like my gender for anything I do or the type of content I enjoy or like make. But it was the first time where I thought to myself, like, I have shit to say about all this, you know, from my unique perspective as being, you know, adjacent this and that. And so like, why can't I be in that room? You know, if anything, it seems like they're trying to invite me in. And so I knew that if I was staying where I was staying, I wouldn't ever enter that room. And so I had to actively be like, okay, either I'm going to move to Korea and be in those rooms, or I'm going to have to find them within LA or New York or whatever. So I was applying to both. I was applying places in LA and Korea where I thought it was like backed by like Asian or Asian hyphen creators and stuff. So like the moment I realized I wanted to move on to something, I was like, I think I applied for actively for 4 months before I got like an offer.
Okay.
For anything.
Okay.
And then I quit.
But you had a very good reason. Like,
yeah,
you had a concrete, idea of a direction that you wanted to be headed.
Yeah.
Regardless of where that direction ultimately takes you, right?
Yes.
You didn't want to miss that boat, basically.
Yeah.
And as I was saying earlier, I didn't get to finish the thought because that's just how I am. But
you quit the thought.
Okay, here's the thing. When I'm 100% fully passionate about something, it doesn't necessarily mean that my skill level is also 100%. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, it's not like you master something and then you're like, I'm done with this.
Yeah, like it doesn't… 100% passion doesn't always end up with 100% execution. Unfortunately, I've never, you know, I've never considered myself a natural talent. Some people might say that I'm gifted at something, but I think I just work really, really hard at it, right? And that's the problem. Like, even if I'm 100% passionate about something, because of my lack of natural talent, when I work at something, for example, like a song, it will never be 100% of what it could be. Like, I usually just… I fall short. But I do my best to try to fall less short, right? And that's the thing. And when my passion is not 100%, it's guaranteed that I'm going to fall shorter. And I never want to do that. Right. So it's very important for people like me to be at least 100% passionate so that I can at least guarantee to the audience or to people that I am doing something to the utmost or to the max of my abilities. And I didn't lose passion about this show, but I did think about like what this show could become, and it could become something so much better. And I thought, and I, you know, I questioned myself, like, can I do that right now? Can I just do this seamless shift where like next episode…
This is like a complete 180.
I'm talking to an astronaut, right? Which is literally what I want
to
do.
Which is literally what I've been asking to happen for 4 months.
And the thing is, I can't just talk to an astronaut one day, one episode. And the next episode, you know, I'm talking about, you know, accidentally pulling down Tukatsu shorts. I could. Yes, I could. But of course I could. But I really thought about what this podcast needs to become for me to be fully passionate about it. And I want to be able to like introduce ideas to people that they might not be exposed to, or they might not be ready for, or they might not necessarily expect from me.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Basically, I want to learn.
I think basically this whole first phase that we're basically coming to a close on right now has been Tableau sharing.
Let's not say phase, but yeah, I'm quitting.
I'm fully quitting. No.
But anyways.
Your phase.
I see what you mean.
Your phase in this life or whatever. But is that it's been a lot of you, Tableau, like expressing all the things you've observed in life thus far. Things that you've been thinking recently over the years and stuff like that. But now it's to refresh your mind. And be joining the audience in terms of like hearing from other great people
and their
thoughts on the world.
What I want is to learn with people, right? Because as I was saying, my birthday, like I sat down, thought about it, and there's just so much that I still don't know. Like when I'm in a studio, like a music studio, and there's a vocalist or like a rapper or like instrumentalists. I don't really have to think about what I'm doing. I just know what to do. And I feel like I'm in my zone, right? But everything else, like personal finances, you know, like space.
Yes.
The ocean.
Yeah.
The environment.
The leftovers of the Amazon.
Like every area of society. Why things are the way they are and why they can't be changed. Like just… I'm still clueless about so many things. The only thing I have going for me is that I really want to know stuff. Right, I really want to learn stuff, and I that's what I want this podcast to become. Unfortunately, I don't have the ability or capabilities right now to make that shift seamlessly and right away.
Yeah, and because you can't guarantee it, you can't say like
yes. So, what I plan to do after quitting is to take however long I need to take to really. You know, explore my passion about that or about like a podcast that can do that.
Yeah.
And like try to develop something. And if I do, then I'll, you know, I'll come out with it. But if I don't, then I'll have to satisfy that passion in some other way. It doesn't have to be a podcast, right? It doesn't have to be me in front of a mic. I'm always in front of a mic anyways. So, I'm going to take some time. I don't know how long. It's going to be a while. But because I'm also working on other things. But I want to take some time to create… If I do another podcast, I want to do something that is very informative and it helps people in specific and concrete ways. And when I do get into a position where I have something like this prepared and I'm ready to go and I will give it to the highest bidder.
Disney, I know you're listening. Lucasfilm, I know you're listening. I know all of you are listening.
Spotify, are you listening?
I said Disney and Lucasfilm as if they're not the same.
Apple? You guys… Are you guys all paying attention to what I'm saying here?
What would Apple do with this show?
I don't know.
Show?
I don't know. put it on people's phones regardless of whether or not they want it.
The next like the U2 album.
Yeah. Put it in their AirPods. So every time you put it in, it's not a ding. It's welcome to the Tableau podcast. What are like classic examples of people quitting and it leading to something amazing? First, the only person I can think of right away is Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
Well,
Did
he quit or did he get fired?
I know a lot of stories of people being rejected or fired, which then led to them having to figure it out.
Here's the thing. Steve Jobs got fired, right?
Yeah.
That's the truth. But he knowingly forced the position, like forced a situation where he could only be fired.
Yeah.
Right? So, he knew that the risk was very high where he could get booted off. But he still took that step. So, technically it's like he quit. Yeah. Right. And it led to the greatest second chapter, like, you know, ever. He came back much later.
I mean,
but also Pixar, we wouldn't have Pixar without him.
Right? I know it in terms of music, I guess. Beyonce quit Destiny's Child.
Oh, true.
And Destiny's Child was iconic and legendary in its own right. But, you know, if she stayed, we wouldn't have Destiny's Child and Beyonce solo work.
What other examples are there?
I only know when people got like fired or rejected from stuff. Like Oprah Winfrey just always got rejected from stuff.
Oh. Movies.
Yes.
That happens a lot in movies where they end the franchise and then they return. Like Star Wars, right?
Yes.
It shouldn't have returned.
That Jedi should have never come back. I'll say it.
That quitting should have stayed as a quit. But
when quitting was the best thing they did.
I mean, but you never know. You never know what'll happen, right?
Well, I'm gonna ask you
TV shows.
Oh, what?
TV shows.
Okay.
When they do their last season.
Before it gets stale or before people are sick of it and hate it. Yeah.
When they do it right, it becomes something classic that people return to.
Yeah.
As opposed to like if it continues without, you know, 100% passion.
Yeah.
It becomes like this meandering like thing.
I mean, once again, they got canceled. But the two seasons of Arrested Development.
Amazing.
It's iconic TV.
They returned.
And then maybe they
for like Netflix only, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of…
Maybe they shouldn't have. Yeah, maybe. But you know.
Maybe they shouldn't have.
It's fine. People got paychecks.
What are some classic TV shows that quit at the right time?
Broad City. They quit. Like they chose when to leave. Like they were offered a new season. They denied it. I heard that's what happened with Good Place.
Mm-hmm. They quit?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh my God.
What happened? How did it…
I mean, I don't know how it…
What closure?
Whatever the last episode was.
Okay.
But they were also offered more seasons because it had such a big following. But the creators were like, there's literally nowhere else for this story to naturally go.
Okay.
And we all want to also move on to other projects and stuff like that. So
Breaking Bad was a good ending. But you could tell for like at least a season or maybe like 3/4 of a season. They did contemplate continuing it and realized by airing those episodes that maybe they need to, you know, bring it to a close.
Yeah.
Sopranos as well. Like towards the later seasons, it got kind of, you know, it felt like it was just going on just to go on.
A lot of shows like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they put an end to it and people were like, no. But I think a perfect quit was The Wire.
Oh.
I thought The Wire was short and sweet. You know? They could have continued. And I read that they actually quit because, you know, it wasn't doing that well.
Yeah.
Right? Commercially.
Yeah.
Because they just ended it at the right moment, it's this critical like masterpiece that people always return to. I am conscious of the fact that for me to move on to something that one day will blossom into another amazing community, another amazing family, I need to sometimes take steps away from it. Right?
Yeah.
I need to like put an end to it.
On your own terms.
Yeah, on my own terms. And honestly, now it's been so long that even if I do retire from Epic High or quit Epic High or, you know, hang up the jersey, I don't think anyone will care. You know?
Like,
I don't think… I mean, what I'm not saying no one will care, but I'm saying like… I mean, what's the point of quitting or retiring? Like, just don't do it then.
Oh, like without the big fanfare announcement.
Yeah. I don't mean it for any of what I'm saying to be breaking fans' hearts. Like I'm not, this is not what I'm trying to do. But I'm just saying, like, if there is something that I feel like my passion is directing me to, some place that my passion is directing me to. I am the type of person that will give up or quit something that is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not because I don't appreciate that it's amazing. I will be able to quit something that is highly profitable or highly satisfying if I feel like that's where my passion is taking me, right? And that's just the way I've been.
Mm-hmm.
In a way, maybe the only reason why Epic High's career has been so long is precisely because I was forced into situations where, you know, like my passion was tested or where it was taken away from me.
Yeah.
So many times, right?
Yeah.
And it happens almost every like 2-3 years. And I hate it. I mean, it really sucks to be me, but like,
yeah,
that is probably the only reason why we stayed together or I'm still in Epic High.
Yeah.
I can't see any other reason why I would do something for over 10, you know, going to 20 years. I don't know why I would do that. You know, I need to be able to constantly try something new.
Yeah.
I think
a lot of people who've been like submitting just like general things like topics and stuff or just like things that they've been going through to the show. I've noticed certain things whenever they do talk about quitting. It's either they're talking about quitting something to pursue what they actually want to do, obviously, or how to break news that they're quitting. But also trying to deal with the idea that if they quit, they'll feel like a failure. Like quitting means admitting that they didn't succeed in something. They're giving up rather than that they're just moving on, like putting something down to pick something else up. Do you think?
You know, that's fine.
Yeah.
Right?
I know it's fine.
Like to admit to yourself that you gave it a shot, but it didn't work out. And to sometimes take a loss, take a big L, is not necessarily a bad thing. It's a very mature thing in a way.
Yeah.
Some people just are not able to deal with that. Like it'll crush them. But if you learn to do that frequently, I think in the end, it develops into something like a skill, a certain skill.
You know how like your favorite little like hustle, like life hustler, like type of Instagram post, like faux inspirational. You know how they're always like, if you're a quitter, like that means you didn't really want it.
Okay,
right?
That's bullshit.
They're like, you didn't really want it. If you quit, that means like it wasn't everything to you or something like that.
Dude. We are all, as human beings, we are all innately quitters. What, like, even though we really want to not be quitters, we all want to continue to live.
Yeah.
Right? None of us are like, you know, none of us like want to leave our families.
Yeah.
But it's, eventually, we all, you know, our time comes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the human condition. So to say like those guys saying that if you quit, never quit. If you quit,
like, don't ever quit.
You just didn't want it enough.
Yeah.
What if I really wanted to quit though? What if quitting is what I really wanted?
Yeah.
You know, what if my boss is horrible? What if my school is crazy?
Yeah.
What if my teachers are just, you know…
Or I'm just broke and like can't eat.
Yeah. But I would recommend that you have at least an inkling or like a small picture of what you want to do by quitting.
Yes.
Like what you're quitting is going to accomplish. You know, even if it's not like another job lined up for you or another opportunity lined up for you, like what is your quitting trying to accomplish? Is it trying to, it could be something simple as like, I want to quit my job so that I can take 6 months off and just, you know, just chill out. That's a good enough reason. Like if you're super stressed and you feel like you're going to be driven like over the edge with one more month of whatever you're doing and you got to quit, that's what you do, right? Certain people, what we call whistleblowers, right?
What do you mean? What context?
You know, like
whistleblowing is basically like calling out that something is
like Edward
wrong.
Snowden, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He's a quitter, right?
As in…
He quit his job.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yes, yes, yes.
In a very…
flashy way.
In a very spectacular way, right?
Yeah.
But he did it. He quit for a cause, for a reason, for a very good reason, right?
Yeah.
And for a very important reason to him and to others. So, like how you quit and why you quit and what you're quitting will accomplish can go from something very simple like I just need to spend 4 months just watching The Simpsons over and over again because I need a break. Like I was going crazy. That's a good reason. It can become something spectacular.
Like just
like Edward Snowden, right?
Yeah, just freaking exposing.
It's a huge gap between the two. But whatever your reason is, if there needs to be a reason is what I'm saying.
If the outcome is a happier you, then
yeah,
it's great.
Never quit out of emotion. Like, I've quit things because I was pissed. So many times.
Yeah.
Where like, I'm not even thinking about the consequences. Like it just doesn't occur to me at the moment, right? Like it just feels like I would be offending myself or somehow just shitting on myself by not quitting at this moment, right in front of this, like right to this person's face. I quit. Right. But if everyone took their like took a break from that moment and thought about it and thought about like the pros and cons of it.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's probably not a very good idea to just do it completely based on emotion.
Yeah. I just want like you someday to if you ever have a similar grievance like Rihanna did with her old accountant. Just like
what did she do?
Better have my money. That's what her song's about. The accountant
really?
Who screwed her over and almost made her bankrupt.
So she turned it into a song and made a ton of money.
Yeah. And in the music video, she's like putting him in a body bag.
Oh my
and
God.
Like throwing him over the water or something like that.
Her
like,
accountant like robbed her?
Her accountant like messed up her finances where he like told her that she could afford like this $7 million mansion when her finances weren't secure yet.
Oh my God.
And it almost caused her to go bankrupt, to like lose everything. And it was just like, I guess he just lied and like he was withholding money from her and all that stuff. So that's why it's literally like, bitch, but I have my money.
Oh, okay.
And it's like her just like beating up who was supposed to be her accountant in the situation. And everybody was like, damn. And you know what? A hit song. So she got her money that way. But
that's a very boss way of
I'm saying, you
handling.
Know, I, that's very, to me, I guess, like American culture mm-hmm. of like vindictive, whatever. I give up that word.
You know, I've quit certain things where some like other people may regret it. What I'm trying to say is like, I quit something that could have become something very profitable down the road, right? But I quit because it was it was against my values, right? Like it just was against everything that I am. So that's an emotional decision. But if I didn't quit, if I was logical about it or rational about it and just deleted all emotion from the situation, and I stuck with it, it would have made me a ton of money or something, right? But the thing is, like, I rarely regret those situations. Like, those people will look at me and be like, you know, you shouldn't have gotten angry at that time. You shouldn't have gotten hurt by us. And if you stuck around, you would have what we have. But I always tell myself, like, yeah, but you don't have me.
And you don't have like a soul.
Like you
like
guys,
a piece of your soul is missing.
You have a ton of money. You have what was mine. You guys basically have what was mine. But thank God you have everything, but you do not have me. Mm. And I know if you really put that down on paper, that's not much.
I can't put you on a check.
what they have is probably much more valuable than what I am. But that's the only way I continue to do what I do, I guess. Because I'm like, but you don't have me and you never will. Like,
yeah.
Good congratulations. But like, I doesn't have anything to do with me because you will never have me.
Yeah, it's like if Pixar happened but without those original animators.
Yeah.
Like the idea was there and exactly the same. They try to make the exact same movie but something would have been drastically different.
And I had an experience like that recently with an entity that I, you know, was ahead of.
Mm-hmm.
I got betrayed by some people and I don't want to talk about it. But what I'm saying is sometimes you got to quit to not allow some others to have you.
Yes.
You got to be able to sit down and think about yourself as the valued commodity, as the jewel of the situation.
Yeah, irreplaceable.
Right? And… But the only way to not let them have you sometimes requires you to quit. Sometimes requires you to leave, right? And they will say things and do things or end up with riches or whatever that may convince you that maybe you're not the prized item, you know, maybe you're not the most important thing, right?
Just like fast forward 10 years, Tableau living under a bridge, just being like, as long as you don't have me,
but you still don't have me.
They just like driving by with their Bentleys, like over the Han River.
The bridge, like, is theirs.
Yeah,
the bridge is theirs. I'm living.
You don't go
under
me.
Their bridge, but I'm like, but you still don't have me.
And they're like, who are
you're like,
you?
Who is that guy? Like, that's Tableau. No.
What?
Really?
Aw.
Anyways, guys, I hope you enjoyed the Tableau podcast. We have one more episode coming next week. Diane wants me to say that this is not the end. She wants me to say that this is a break or
the end is the end. You don't gotta say
sabbatical or something. I don't know. And I understand Diane's perspective and I agree with it. But I am still saying that I quit. The Tableau podcast is done. Next week is the very last episode ever of the Tableau podcast.
If he sees a mic, he'll vomit.
Never coming back. It is just completely over next week. So do not miss next week's episode. And let me just tell you, the episodes that we've done so far will still be up, right? Forever, right? Like, we're not taking it down, are we?
I don't know, unless you're about to go out in flames and just like crash some servers Fight Club style. Like.
And when you miss me, just go back to the previous episodes. You know?
Where you said, this is going to go forever.
And I can't even guarantee at this point where you'll see me next, because I don't even know when my album's going to be done. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't even know when my album's coming out. I'm working on it. Yes, I am. And I think it's going to be pretty great, but I don't know when it's going to drop. So you might not see me for a while anywhere. Except.
Oh my God.
On my socials and Epic High's YouTube channel. So be sure to subscribe and follow and like and leave comments. Okay. Leave good comments. See. Tableau, how are you doing? I missed the podcast. But next week is the very final episode of the Tableau podcast. So tune in. It's my podcast. I can quit if I want to.
Oh, God. Okay, we gotta cut it. We gotta cut it.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to… Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.